How to get up when you have fallen. We are in Psalm 51, savoring every verse, every line, looking at this first section, verses 1 to 9 on confession, and particularly looking at a sub outline, a structure within the structure, 5 aspects here in verses 5 through 9, 5 angles on a true confession, on godly repentance. And we began with total depravity in verse 5. And today we're actually going to try and cover 2 verses. Can you imagine that? Verses 6 and 7, total purity and total cleansing. Look at verse 6. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, in the hidden part. You will make me know wisdom. In other words, Lord, instead of being rotten to the core as I was born, you want me to be truthful within, honest and upright to the very depths of my being. Not just godly on the outside with my lips or when others are watching, but godly from within when on my knees alone before you. You see, David's repenting of hypocrisy, wearing a mask, covering up his sin. Lord, you see right through me. You know everything anyway. Who am I fooling in before your holy gaze, before your all-seeing eye? Everything's laid bare and uncovered. Psalm 15, verse 2, the godly man speaks truth in his heart. It's one thing to have truth in your hand or in your head, but most importantly, to have it in your heart and a life transformed by doctrine, by biblical truth. Verse 6, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. In other words, by nature, from birth, Lord, my hidden part is plagued with folly, verse 5, and your law only exposes my foolish heart further and provokes my selfish insanity, but your wisdom here calls me to act honestly, to come clean with you about my sin. How the stupidity of trying to hide from the all-searching eye of God. Psalm 139 comes to mind also from the lips of David. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way and lead me in the everlasting way, Lord. Verse 6, in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. To know wisdom is to know Christ. We now understand this side of Calvary in the new covenant by the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2 tells us, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And James chapter 1, God promises wisdom to any who ask. He gives it abundantly and generously. Are you cashing in on that promise, Christian? Psalm 90, Moses prayed, teach us to number our days that we might present to you, Lord, a heart of wisdom. David resumes his attitude now in verses 1 and 2, where he's pleading with God for cleansing. And notice now, as he comes to verse 7, from total depravity in verse 5, total purity in verse 6, he calls for total cleansing in verse 7. Look at the text. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Unsend me. In other words, descend me, Lord. Hyssop conjured up for the Jews 2 vivid images. First of all, Leviticus 14, a leper who had to come to the altar with the priest to be washed by a hyssop branch, dipped in blood and sprinkled on him 7 times. Also, Numbers 19 could have been in David's mind here. When someone touched a corpse and was defiled by that contact with a dead body, only the hyssop branch could be used to cleanse them. And so David's saying, Lord, you're the Holy One of Israel, the pure and righteous one. My sin has made me a grotesque kind of spiritual leper, unclean from touching death. Unless you purify and wash me, I remain filthy. I will perish in my impurity. I have to be cast outside the camp. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. This is a vigorous Hebrew word being used here for wash me. It's pounding, stamping, rubbing something in order to loosen up all the dirt. These are the days of hand washing, like much of Africa still does, right? Long before the machines. Have you ever awoken to see a snow-covered field or yard blanketed by a fresh snowfall from the night before? It's something I miss seeing in North America. Recently, on a wintry field of dead grass, fallen leaves were laying everywhere, and kids were playing a long game of football there. Dogs had messed in it. Birds had foraged through it for insects. Squirrels scurried around in that field for acorns. It's an ordinary, bland, dirty field. And then all of a sudden, it snowed. That field was totally new, unrecognizable, pristine, sparkling, fresh, white, clean, a scene fit for calendars, screensavers, paintings. Do you see what David's praying for here in verse 7? Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Something only Christ could finally and ultimately supply. Notice, not white as snow, but whiter, even more pure and clean than that snowy field. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord, Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins are as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, they'll be like wool. Why would you, sinner, not come and receive this cleansing? Why would you stay filthy when through the blood of Christ you can be washed and made new? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Hebrews 12:24 assures us that Jesus is a mediator of a better covenant than that of Moses, with better cleansing through Jesus' own sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. Remember, Abel's blood cried for condemnation, like we all deserve because of our sin. And David knew that here. But Jesus' blood cries out and accomplishes what David asked for here in verse 7. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. 1 Peter 1 assures us we're saved by being sprinkled by Jesus' blood. 1 John 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Revelation 1, verse 5, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen.